Craig Zonka on ABC Radio Brisbane.
If same-sex marriage legislation passes smoothly through Parliament in coming days, and it may not take just a couple of days, there are two sitting weeks left, and as you might have heard in the news already today, the federal government saying that Parliament will not rise until legislation, until changes to the Marriage Act are passed for 2017. It's something those in the wedding industry have been gearing up for, not least wedding cake makers, who've also been making political headlines in the past 24 hours for if they have the freedom to say, no, I don't want to serve you on my own religious grounds or out of my own conscience, principles, morals, whatever the case might be. And so what will those protections be in legislation? Who knows? That's the big question with the politics of it. But baking a cake this morning somewhere in Brisbane is our reporter Terry Begley. Hello, Terry.
Good morning, Craig. You've just got me mid-mixing bowl. I've got some flour on my cheek. I've got an apron on and the oven's on, so I can't spend too much time talking to you. I've got to make sure I don't burn the cake that's already in there. I'm in the kitchen of Jo. She's a wedding cake maker from Cake My Day, and she does a lot of this sort of stuff. She's up early in the morning baking wedding cakes. Jo, are you expecting to be a lot more busy in the year ahead now that the same-sex marriage vote has gone the way of yes?
I'm really hoping to. I think it's a really positive thing for any wedding vendor to have this vote go ahead. I've been to a lot of rallies over the last few months with other vendors that fully support this, so we're all very excited.
So it's been a bit of talk in the wedding planning industry about what a yes vote would mean in terms of your business model.
Absolutely. Everyone's been talking about it. It's a really hot topic, so I'm just really glad that yes. Yes, yes.
The way that you do your business, have you been asked to do cakes for commitment ceremonies, for example?
Not so much commitment ceremonies, but I do have same-sex clients that I've made their birthday cakes for, their children's birthday cakes, office parties. So now I'm really excited that I get to make their wedding cakes too.
You seem pretty relaxed and happy about the situation. I wanted to ask if you felt a little bit oppressed. Yesterday, the Queensland Opposition Leader Tim Nicholls said florists and bakers should be able to choose whether they provide goods for same-sex weddings. What's your response to that?
No, I'm not feeling repressed at all. And I think that any same-sex couple that deals with a vendor that feels that way should just move on. There's plenty of us that want to work with them.
So in terms of the industry now, you're gearing up. You will, change some parts of your business model to specifically cater for a same-sex marriage market?
Not so much. A wedding cake's a wedding cake, so it doesn't really matter who it's for.
So you are preparing, though, to be hopefully a lot more busy. What sort of percentage do you think it will increase, you know, the amount of business for your business, if that makes any sense?
Yeah, I've heard people throwing out numbers left, right and centre, but only time will tell. And all I can do is just hope that it's going to increase exponentially.
Have you had people already perhaps putting in the phone calls and saying, if we get a yes vote, I'm thinking of proposing to my partner? Have you fielded some of those calls yet?
Not as yet. I would have hoped to, but no. But I think now with the momentum going forward, the bills going to Parliament, everything's moving forward, I think people are going to move quite quickly, especially now they're saying that they want to have everything sorted by Christmas. So
now, Jo, with your business hat on again, you put baby or wedding in front of anything and, it tends to rack up the price of things. You're not particularly looking at, you know, specific prices for same-sex marriage couples because it's a unique and new area of your economy?
No, absolutely not. If you go onto my website, you'll see the price is the price. It doesn't matter what you want the cake for. It still takes the same amount of time and effort to go into any cake.
One more quick response from you. I mentioned what Tim Nicholls said yesterday, and you would have just heard the Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk putting her hand up if anyone required her to bake a cake for a same-sex couple. Does that make you a bit nervous? The Premier trying to cut your grass?
I think she needs to back off and leave it to the professionals.
Jo's just picked up a really big spatula, so I think we're sending a very clear message there. Politicians, do politics, cake bakers, saying back off on this one.